With Uber Reserve, good things come to those who plan ahead. Family vacay? Reserve your ride as soon as you book your flights. To all the planners, now you can reserve your Uber ride up to 90 days in advance. See Uber app for details.
At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Today's show is brought to you by gasoline. Use it to drive your car all over the place, fill up your truck or motorcycle with it. Gasoline. The makers of gasoline thank America for decades of continued support. Gasoline. It's gasoline. Let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends podcast, in which we recap each and every episode of the hit show Friends. An episode of this show is an episode of Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. So let's go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends, won't you? Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host of the show, and this is a show in which we review and rate every episode of Friends one by one. Each episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends is an episode of Friends, and this week, season 4, episode 14, the one with Joey's Dirty Day, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Pat Byrne and Jason Gore. How are you both?
Aloha.
Pleasure to be... Sorry, Pat, you go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I liked that. I kind of liked it. We're all in it, you know?
Yeah.
Feels good.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Great. This one was written by Will Calhoun and directed by Peter Boners. February 5th. The air date was February 5th, 1998. The plot of this episode, Joey goes fishing and comes back smelly, doesn't get a chance to take a shower, but then has to go work on a new movie with Charlton Heston. And he gets caught taking a shower in the only shower on the set, which is in Mr. Heston's dressing room. Rachel is still interested in Joshua, and he invites her to a club opening, but she's already agreed to take her boss's niece, Emily, to the opera. So Ross agrees to fill in for her. Ross and Emily hit it off. And then meanwhile, Rachel's date falls through and a rainstorm smears her name off the club's guest list. Chandler continues to recover from his breakup with Kathy, but can't move on to phase two because there's no one to go to a strip club with. So he goes with Monica and Phoebe and Rachel. Yeah, so this episode is a good episode. I'll tell you more about it after I talk about this week's sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by gasoline. Gasoline is everybody's favorite fuel for their automobile or boat. It's also the only fuel. We've got the market cornered, but seriously, we appreciate your dedication to gasoline over the years, and we're going to be here to sell you more gasoline. You can get it at your local gas station. It's gasoline. For 0% off your next order, use offer code gasoline. We're actually not going to take anything off because we don't need to, because we are gasoline. Gasoline. It's gasoline. A little aggressive sponsorship there.
No, it works. It's a fuel.
We're getting paid.
Get around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to keep this show afloat.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So this episode, I thought Chandler was really good in this one comedically. Ross and Rachel.
Tom, you actually got a second? Because we do need to talk about something in terms of keeping the show afloat.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Pat, should I start, Pat?
Yeah, well, we wanted to, obviously we wanted to do this before the show, but we got your note that you wanted to just record and be on mic and end it, which is fine. We didn't want to do it this way, so sorry. But Yeah, like, look, with the alarming success of Tip of the Pat and Jason's Corner, you know, the feedback we're getting.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Pat, but did you know we were ranked the number two podcast in the U.S. this past week?
I did. And
oh, I know you did. We talked about it. I was just asking Tom.
Oh, sorry.
It's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, Tom, pick up the trades much?
I saw that we got a spike in ranking.
Downloads.
Yeah.
And I assume
We're right underneath the Live PD podcast, which is huge.
I assumed it had to do with the growing fandom of Friends and not the Tip of the Pat segment or the Jason's Corner segment.
Jason's Corner, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are not why.
That's one opinion, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
So what are you getting at?
So you go, Pat.
I don't know how...
We rehearsed this.
Okay. All right.
Just 1 second.
Yeah.
Pat, come on, man. Be strong. I know you got this.
All right. Tom.
Yes.
You've given Tom. Jason and I a platform for a long time. And
a very long time.
And I think undeniably have grown.
So much.
So with your blessing or without it, but hopefully with
it. We don't need it legally.
We don't want any ill will, but we want your tip of your own hat here in knowing that we have gone ahead and trademarked the show without you attached to it based on recent negativity. And we...
But what does that even mean?
Well, what Pat is trying to get to, and you were strong, Pat, you did it. Good job. Thanks. What that means is we didn't really have the means to trademark the show per se. So we got some help. And together, Pat and I had a Slackjaw call with Don Strong and his producers.
Oh, here we go. This is the guy Jason worked with on his flop of
we've been burned.
Quantum Leap recap show that was just like a
long time ago. Yeah.
Revenge show.
But Podcast Weekly said those were two of the best episodes ever done in the sci-fi genre. So
look,
great for you and great for Podcast Weekly. I don't care. I'm doing a Friends recap podcast.
Well, that's also a part of this, Tom. I got to be strong. You're not doing a Friends recap podcast anymore.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Time to live life boldly. Take that trip to Germany, start a band, become best friends with the bartender, and celebrate with an ice-cold shot of Jägermeister. Its bold and unique 56 botanicals are like no other. So the next time you're out, don't settle for the usual. Jägermeister. Meister the moment. Visit Ibotta, Ibotta online, or in the app for a discount on your next bottle. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume. Imported by Moss Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York. Offer void where prohibited.
Meet my friends, you aren't.
The deal was for me and Pat.
The deal with Don Strong. I don't care about whatever deal.
Do you understand
you have
what a trademark is?
Don't have
in this.
I do.
Ever changing industry.
I know I created this show. I brought you both on board this show. I control this show. I own this show.
You don't own it. You did figuratively own it, but
yeah.
Look, this guy has burned us in the past, sure, but he has been more open to our new ideas than anyone. And when I say anyone, I mean him or you. And because of that, we're going with him.
And the pandemic changed Don too.
For sure. We're, yeah. He told us that, and we believe him. So
here's how it's going to go. Pat and I retain ownership. Well, a tiny slice of the ownership with Don Strong. And you will get a segment on every show.
Legally. Yeah.
Legally, we
Since
have to
you,
do
you
that.
Started it, sure.
And I don't.
We don't know how much of time that's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be a generous amount.
None of this is true. None of this is
it'll
true.
It'll be a generous amount. We're working that out with legal and Jason. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not.
Tom, you should see a note on your desk. It's a actually it's the manila envelope. Do you see that envelope?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait. What,
could you open that?
Oh, finally, something made it over there. Sorry.
I know. That's rude. That's rude.
That's rude.
Yeah, I need you to open that, Tom. Yeah.
I'm glad the post office works at least.
Yeah. Okay.
So you see what's in that envelope, right?
I do.
Yeah. So you see we're serious, right?
I mean, I need to take this to a lawyer of my own. I'm accepting this. There's no way I'm accepting this.
Your lawyer notarized the bottom.
I don't know what lawyer's going to go with you, too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's
you're in
no
Los
way I'm accepting
Don,
this.
Don kind of owns Los
I'm
Angeles.
I'm finishing this episode the way I do Meet My Friends, the Friends. First episode where with Emily in it, fun Friends facts, as Emily was also on a show that people referred to as the British Friends called Cold Feet.
Just let them have
it. Ross says, come on, Chandler, take off your sweats. Let's have some fun is the line of the episode. 6 out of 10 Friends, Chandler, Rachel, Ross, Phoebe, Monica, Joey. That's it. I don't care about Tip of the Pat. I don't care about Jason's Corner. I'm not doing any of those things.
You don't have to.
And it'll be a cold day in hell before you guys have any control over the show. And I'm telling you right now, it's not happening. And I'm ending the episode right now.
Well, speaking of cold day in hell, Charlton Heston is, if you want to talk about guest stars, I don't think it gets bigger in the mid to late '90s than Charlton Heston. So,
shut up.
Tip of the pat.
You know, the '90s
were really
Heston. Great for Charlton.
No, both
Heston.
Of you, shut up.
Yeah.
Both of you, shut up.
Wayne's World 2.
Yeah, and this is that era. So tip of the pat.
You're
to
both
going to
need to shut up.
Okay. Just let him
you know, in Jason's Corner today, I would just like to take a moment to thank Tom Sharpling for everything that he's done
this
for
me. This is
Meet
a celebratory
Friends, Friends.
Episode, for sure.
He's taken us this far, and the show would not be number 2 in the United States without him. He'll still be part of the show, everybody. Don't worry about that. Tom's still going to have a little something to say on every episode. Like Pat said, we don't know the timing.
No, but it'll be a generous amount. We're not going to screw
you. Thank
you
so much for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends. I'm Jason Gore, alongside.
My name is Pat Byrne.
Yeah.
My name is Pat Byrne.
I'm the actual host of the show, Tom Sharpling. These guys, this is their final episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends. So say goodbye to Jason and Pat, and we will figure out a lineup for going forward. This is not happening.
And this has been a Strongcast podcast.
It has not been a Strongcast podcast.
This has been a Strongcast podcast.
It has not.
This has been a Strongcast podcast.
No, it hasn't.